Hello and welcome to the Crossroads Podcast. My name is Kyle Horton. I'll be your host. Hosting along with me is going to be my good buddy Derek Sanders. So what's up, man?
Finally, I'm batting 500 for the season. I'm two for four, man. Sorry, life.
Well, hey, man, batting 300 will get you in the Hall of Fame. So
yeah, well, that's true. Heck, you know. Anyway, it's just good to be on here talking about the word. I know I've had a few people reach out and that have listened to some pods that seem to really be enjoying this, or at least I hope so. Anyway, you know, just trying to do what we can to shed light on the word and maybe, you know, bring people into studying the word.
Yeah, I really hope that
somehow or in a way.
I really hope that y'all are enjoying the study in Philippians. It's going to go really slow on the podcast because we're only doing one a week.
Yeah.
But some of the people that I'm doing this study with, we're actually almost finished. We're all the way into Philippians chapter 4, which there's only four chapters in the whole book. So we'll be done with it pretty soon and then on to the next. I really don't know what that is yet. I still got to pray about it, but we'll pick up something pretty soon. But I've got all my notes from this Bible study, and we'll stick to it. And I wish I could do it every day, honestly, but at the moment, it's just not it's not feasible for me. But it's definitely been a blessing, and most importantly, like, we just want to glorify God in what we do, and we would love to share our passion for the Word with others. And I would just encourage each and every one of you to, whether you do this study with us or, you know, hopefully you're studying more than just with us every week, even though that's a great start if that's what you're doing. But I would encourage you to read daily, to get into the Word and watch it come alive and watch what it does for your life, because it is life-changing. And when you read it every day, when you read it in context, when you really study the Word, it sharper than any two-edged sword, cuts, you know, straight to the heart, to the soul, to through the marrow, and it really does, comes to life. So anyways, so we're going to continue in our SOAP study. For those of you who are new, SOAP stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. Every week we start off with the Scripture. Then we'll talk about what things that we see in the Scripture, how we interpret it. We'll look at how we can apply it to our lives, and then we'll finish off the Bible study with a prayer. So I think that's a pretty cool setup. It's worked well for us so far, so we're going to keep it up. Eventually, like, I do want to get some guests on to share testimony and to discuss certain topics. I've got a few in mind. And well, two guests for sure right now that I really want to get on soon. And that may not be like a Monday only, you know, drop. Yeah. We may drop that just randomly whenever we can. So I think it'll be cool. All right. So Philippians, we're going to skip over a few verses. The biggest jump we've done so far, we're going to go Philippians 1:21. Derek, you want to read that verse you got pulled up?
I'm going to read the ESV version to start. And Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And that's Paul in his letter to the Philippians. Once again, Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And that's the ESV version. Kyle, do you want me to read some of the other versions, or do you have them ready?
No,
I mean, I can pull them up.
I think that one, I think that's sufficient just because it's so straightforward.
Yeah.
I think there might be, you know, maybe if you're reading this and, or you're listening to it and you're reading along, you're like, what does it mean to live as Christ? To die as gain is a pretty simple concept that we'll cover, but I think the part that I know I always skipped over in that verse is the first part. To live as Christ. And Derek and I were kind of talking before the show. And, you know, when we were younger, I guess the internet wasn't what it is now. And now, I mean, you can pull up YouTube and Google any philosopher that you want to. You can look at anybody talking about, you know, the meaning of life. Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, any pastor you want, you can look and you can find something on that. But when we were younger, people literally sat around and pondered what the meaning of life was. And for Christians, like, that's not really a tough question. If we have faith, we know that the meaning of life is to glorify God and to seek Him and to do His good work while we're here on earth. And so that's what Paul is saying in the first part of this passage to me, that as long as he lives, he will live in Christ. So no matter what, no matter his situation, which his situation was not great in Philippians, we talked about how he wrote this from captivity. But no matter what, he flipped it on its head, and he flipped it, but I mean that was God too. God works things out for the good of his people, right? And that's what happened. I mean, Paul took this opportunity and he made it his new mission field, and he exalted Christ and shared the good news. So to me, that's what the first part of that verse means.
To me, Mikhail and I talked a little bit about it. This was right before, but for me to live as Christ, there's so many different ways that this goes, and it's such a short verse with so much context in it. And to live as Christ, I think it Paul is trying to say, we're trying to live our best impersonation of Christ. Like we want to be humble. We want to love. We want to, try not to sin. It does not mean we're going to be perfect, and it's not saying we should try. Like, what would Jesus do? This goes back, the famous bracelets that we grew up wearing, and some people still do. We want to do our best Jesus impersonation that we can, but we also were charged from Jesus to spread the gospel, and that's what he also means to live. To live is Christ, and that's what he's saying. As long as he is alive, he is going to spread the gospel and live, do his best Jesus impersonation. And I just think that he's also trying to tell people not to fear. Fear to me is really based in this verse of what people, I guess is what holds people back from this verse. And that's what I was telling Kyle a little bit about. For one, people fear to live is Christ now, because for one, they fear that if they wholeheartedly 100% go all in to live is Christ, they're going to fear to not gain what they want or what they envy, what a society and culture in general tell us that we should want and should need today. Money, house, vacations, whatever it is, the best beach body, whatever we throw ourselves into more than trying to serve God and trying to spread the gospel. That's what he's saying here. Don't he's I feel like anyway, once again, these are not, I'm not trying to be a theologian or anything. Just I feel like that he's trying to say, don't fall into those t like that's what he's saying, that this is what I'm doing is to live as Christ, and this is, do not fear to live as Christ. And I think that we fear that today, because if we do go 100% all full bore to live as Christ, then we won't attain those things that we envy and want. And so we have that fear. And that goes, I'm going to talk about the fear of the second part of this verse here in a little bit, but to me, that's what really strikes me whenever I read this verse. And it is not easy said and done. And I'm not saying that I do not fall into this category, because I 100% do, because I think about it all the time, where there's something that I'm striving for or gaining for, and it's not, it's not that I don't pray about it, but then I think about sometimes I'm like, well, if I do attain this, or if I get this, is it gonna glorify God at all? You know what I mean? Like, because if it doesn't, then what is the purpose of it?
And
It's because I
what you're doing in
want.
that moment is we have to check our motivations in life because if we're not careful, if we're not mindful, what we do is we set up idols. And what did Jesus say about, to me, the essence of this verse, to live as Christ? And the best one of the best examples that I think reflects this first part of the verse is in Matthew 19, Matthew chapter 19. I think this parable or the story starts in verse 16, but Jesus is approached by this rich, young, powerful man. And first off, the guy was like, he calls to Jesus, and he notes that Jesus is a good teacher. And Jesus asked him, there's only one good. So like basically like, how do I am who I say I am? And but anyways, he goes on to say, the rich young ruler says, what do I need to do to attain the kingdom of heaven? Like, how do I get to heaven, basically? And Jesus is like, well, you got to keep the commandments. And this is probably that moment where the rich young ruler just like, oh man, it's my time to shine, And he got to, brag to Jesus about, yeah, I've kept the commandments, which I kind of wonder about that because, like, man, I don't think any, and Jesus says, like, if we've broken any part of the law, then we've broken the law. And there's no man righteous, not one, right? We know that from the word. But he was entertaining this man, and he saw his heart, and the young man said, I've kept all these things. What am I still lacking? And so this is the best part. Jesus says to him, if you wish to be complete, go and sell your, and by the way, this is Matthew 19, verse 21. If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have the treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And then it says, but when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. And Jesus even went on to said and said, and man, this is kind of rough. He said, truly I say to you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. So, he claimed he had kept the commandments, but he basically set up idols in his life, and his idols were his accomplishments and his possessions. And he decided in that moment, like Jesus gave it to him, like, you can give it all up, or you can come and follow me, or you can give it up and come and follow me, or you can lack in your faith. You can miss heaven. And in that moment, he rejected the Messiah. But we do the same thing. People before they're saved, the Holy Spirit will draw them, and they'll be like, I can't do it. I can't get in front of those people. And for whatever reason, we make a choice, and that choice is not Christ. And that's what we don't want to do. And like Derek was saying, like, it's so easy because we're focused on our lives. Like, and these things may be good. There's nothing wrong with loving your family, with working hard to provide for your family. And I think that the Bible prescribes that lifestyle to us, to live a quiet life and work with our hands. But we, like Derek was saying, he has to check his motivations to make sure, like, am I honoring God with my talents, basically? Go back to the parable of talents. Am I honoring God with what he has given me? And if we live, and I'm getting into the application part, so maybe I'll save that. But that's what we're getting at when it says to live is Christ. And I went back to the Greek just to try to see if, like, because it's such a different use of words, like, to live is Christ. Like, what? Like, what? Like, Like, not to live is to live in Christ, which Paul could have easily said because he's so eloquent with his words, but he said, to live is Christ. But it's straightforward from the Greek, and it's actually is thrown in there in the English language. It's basically to live Christ, to die is gain. So there was nothing there. I mean, this is very straightforward. That's why I was like, there's no reason to read from the NLT or from the NIV, a simpler version. It's straightforward. To live is Christ. So I think we've hammered home that one. And the next part is, to die is gain. And that part requires something that we call faith. Of course, to live in Christ is requires faith too, and it required faith that the rich young ruler didn't have. But then to say that, to die is to my gain, to my glory. Maybe it was on the podcast that I was talking about Lazarus when he was raised, right? And I put myself in the shoes of, the family, right? And I thought, man, that's so awesome. Like, Jesus raised his family member. Then I put myself in the shoes of Lazarus, and like, if you believe that when we leave this place, we're in the presence of God, like, man, you'd be kind of upset if somebody brought you back down to earth. And and to then be in those stinky rags that you're buried in. And then the crazy part is, like, Lazarus went and died again.
He's like, Lord, don't bring me back this time, please.
And I mean, his earthly body will be resurrected,
Well, and that's what, and I hate to, sorry to
No,
interrupt
go
you there,
ahead,
but
go ahead.
chat a little bit about like what we talked about before the pod too, Kyle. So back then life was not as luxurious and comfortable as it is now to us, even though it's still nothing compared to what it's going to be like in heaven. We have all these other things. Like back then, life wasn't that great for them. I mean, it wasn't the Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and it wasn't the air conditioning and heated homes and the plumbing and electricity. So they definitely would rather be in heaven, a lot of the times. And we have a lot of luxuries now that make it a little bit more comfortable for us, but it's still not going to be heaven.
Well,
It's not.
do you think that the rich young ruler was, had more than we did do? Of course not. Like, he didn't have a
A
big house,
TV and
three vehicles,
wireless. And
central air and heat,
that's
indoor
right.
plumbing. He didn't have those comforts. He didn't have food that, well, I'm sure he probably had food, but like, he didn't have like the type of food that we have, which may be a blessing. But
It depends on if you live in Louisiana or not,
And that's why it's so hard for us in the West, especially, to live lives that are full of faith, because we just have so much. And unfortunately, and I'm not exempt from this, God has to break us down sometimes. We
Well,
have to be shown what is true and what matters in
and
life.
something you alluded to earlier that I just came up with this in my mind, and I don't think I've seen it anywhere, but when you talk about you got to have the faith, and that I was talking about, this is built around fear. You have to have the faith to fight the fear. And I don't know if that's going to go on a t-shirt one day. Heck, I might have seen it on a coffee mug or something, and I'm just recollecting it. I don't know. But I just was thinking about that when you were talking about having faith. And then I was thinking about fear, and I was like, you got to have the faith to fight the fear. Because like people are afraid to live for Christ, and they're afraid to die, even though it is to gain. And that's what Paul's saying here. Don't be afraid to die, because to die as a Christian is to gain. And that's something else that's so important. If you're not a born again Christian, if if you're listening to this and you don't currently believe, you never professed your faith in God and that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, that's why it's so important. Because if you're a Christian like Kyle and I, and you've said the sinner's prayer, you believe that Jesus died for our sins, and you profess your faith in him, and you're you're committing your life to spread his name, then you should not be afraid to die, because if you do die, you do gain. And that's what Paul's trying to say here. Don't be afraid, because if you die, you're going to be better off than you are now.
Right.
And it's so hard for us to believe that, like Kyle was
It's
saying,
easy to say stuff when people die, like, oh, they're in a better place.
and we talk about it on here, and I'm not saying that I do not struggle with that either,
Yeah.
but doing this pod, doing this research on this just helps, like just being in the word just helps gives me more faith to fight that fear. And man, that should be the title of this episode, Faith to Fight the Fear. Anyway, sorry. I just really like that.
Man,
But
Jesus.
it does.
So go back to that verse. Jesus also, his teachings in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, like, really kind of, they really go with this theme in Philippians 1:21. And Jesus says in 6:19, "Do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So that is a plea from the Messiah to, like, slay your idols. And it's, he's telling us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So is your heart set on Christ? Is your heart set on, leading others to Christ? Is your heart set on doing God's work? Or is it set on accomplishing things? Is it status? Is it the next house? Is it the next vehicle? Is it
The big vacation that you've been wanting to have, you know.
or is it your kids' athletic accomplishments?
Yep.
Like, what is it? And Christ is begging you to let it go. God gives us some allowances in life. It's really hard for me to wrap my mind around this, but I have to. In that my children are God's children. They're not
Yep.
mine. He loaned them to me
Yep.
to raise them and to lead them and to care for them. But they're his. And God has blessed me. God bless people throughout the Bible. From,
Yep.
I just started, I needed something else in the Word. So because I got so used to reading so much of the Word, and then I started this Bible study, which is great. But it only keeps me busy for about 30 minutes a day. So I started listening to Genesis on audio Bible, and I haven't even finished Genesis yet because I take my time with it. But, like, God just desired to bless his people so much. Like, he did so much for Abraham, for Isaac, for Jacob, for Joseph. Like, he just had this. He wanted to give them things that they needed, but, like, also excess. And guys, if we just, and it's never, this is not a prosperity gospel, but what I'm saying is that God wants to bless you with far more than you could ever dream of acquiring yourself. And it all comes from God anyway, so.
And you can't think of it like diving in. You can't think of it as, well, you know, if I serve God, then I'll be blessed. You will be blessed, but it does not necessarily mean physical, like monetary or financial blessing. I mean, it could just be peace. You know, maybe something you're struggling with, he can relieve that burden and give you peace with that. You know, you can't focus on one thing or another, you know, and that's what I feel like some people do, you know, like if I serve God, then he's gonna relieve my financial burdens. He might not, but you know, he also might bless you with another opportunity to share the gospel with somebody, to share Jesus with somebody and save that life. Because that's a blessing. And it just, it's a lot of it depends on how we see that the blessing that God gives us. We have to, we have to be open to all blessings, not just the ones that we are focused or concentrated or that we want. He can give us a blessing that we might not want, but it's still a blessing, I just he's like you said, he's gonna bless us. I just
God created us, right? He created our brains, the chemical reactions that happen in our mind. He created us to be motivated to accomplish things, through, dopamine, and it's dopamine serves at a as a motivational chemical, and the way that it works is that when you're working towards a goal, you feel a sense of number one, motivation, but also like pride, happiness, joy. So, for example, and this is for the guys out there, and that's probably most of our listeners anyways, but for the guys specifically, like Derek, like back in the day, we would get Call of Duty, right? And we would, I mean, we were really in it for the online. But before we ever played the online, we would play the campaign and we'd go from start to finish. And it would take us probably 4 to 6 hours of just playtime, right? And we're sitting there the whole time and it's so much fun, right? But then when you beat the game, or it's whether it's Call of Duty or Mario or Zelda, then you're just like, well, what now? Because all the joy in that was in the working towards the goal, but once you really attain it, it's empty. And that is the thing about chasing earthly treasures. Like these things pass away and they don't leave us with joy that stands. Like, houses and vehicles serve a practical purpose. Like we need shelter, we need transportation, right? But like all the extra stuff, like the, well, my house is this size and it looks like this. Like that's cool to like take pride in and then go after and, but you don't get any real joy in that when it's said and done. That joy is temporary, it's fleeting. But the thing is when we set our hearts on Christ, he gives us one of the hardest things, like something, and I'm giving away a study that we'll do later on, but I'll talk about this in another study in Philippians. But he gives us what we could never attain for ourselves and what no amount of money could ever buy, and that is peace of mind. If you can attain peace of mind in this life, you have accomplished something. And Christ does that for us. So he gives us salvation and he gives us peace of mind. And there's nothing better, y'all. And I say that genuinely from a person who struggled with anxiety. It runs in my family. A person who was a control freak, a person who felt like I needed to control like the situations and the outcomes of the things in my life. I thought that that was the right thing to do. I thought it was the responsible thing to do. And then I realized it was making me miserable and I had no peace. And but when I started focusing my life on Christ, and now not a ton has changed about some of the situations and the issues that come up in life. I mean, I have 4 kids, a wife, and I work and I pay bills, and this economy sucks and inflation sucks, right? But those things do not hit me the way they once did. And that's because God has blessed me with something I could never attain on my own, and that is peace of mind.
That's a great way to put it there, Kyle, for sure. Where are we at on your soap thing? Because I'm ready for the application part.
Yep, let's go.
So, anyway, so couple quotes that also these really I don't know the background of some of these quotes, but they're just quotes that I hear people say. For one, like as far as this goes, this isn't the application part. I'm getting there, but the quotes I forgot. I told Kyle I'd probably forget about half the stuff I want to say while we're going through this pod. But like for one. Talking about for me to live as Christ, like a lot of the things that we live to accomplish, and like the monetary, the earthly things that we live to attain, you can't take them with you when you die. That's what a lot that's one of those sayings that I've heard my whole life. You can't take it with you when you die. And I don't know if that's anywhere in the Bible. I know it talks about like obviously we're not taking it with us, but that's just something I've heard people say. Not even related religiously. But then also like I don't know. I just and then you talk about like another one is you hear people talk about and Paul talks about it to die is to gain. And Kyle and I alluded to this a little bit when we were discussing this before. You hear people say like I'd rather die than go through that. And us as Christians knowing where we were going, we absolutely, like we Kyle and I talked about some things that we are going to go through on this earth are by far worse than death because once we die, we're going to heaven and it's going to all this is going to be gone and away with, And so it's just a couple things that I thought about. But as far as application, for me to talk about this, one of the D group, my D group leader, lucky enough to have Chris Bryant, who's our discipleship pastor at our church at Fair Park, is our my D group leader. And as far as application for me, something that renders for me to live is Christ, something that Chris has charged us with in our D group that he tries to do, and he's not by no means trying to toot his own horn with this, but so like when he goes to a restaurant, the person that's waiting on his table before he leaves for the night and or before he prays for the meal, like with his family or when they're out to eat with the people, whatever, we do this like when we go out for a D group, we try to go out in public to study the word so people can see us study the word, just to get that spark to plant that seed in maybe somebody else's mind. But the waiter or waitress, when they take our order before we pray over our food, when they bring out our food, he likes to ask, is there something I can pray for you for? We're about to bless the meal. Is there something that I can pray for you for before we pray for this? And some people, some people say no. Some people, and I've been with him like several times to this. And more often than not, you would be surprised that people will actually give an answer. Somebody has said that pray for my grandmother. Another one has said pray for her family because they had a sudden death. Her cousin passed away and it's been hard on their family and they've had a lot of issues. Like people are thankful for that. They might not be very religious, but if you're a Christian and you're trying to live as Christ and you're just like sometimes we don't do stuff just because we just don't think about it. And the more you hear about things to do, the more often you're more apt you are to think about doing something like that. And that's something that's always stuck with me since he's told me about doing that. And something that I did today, I tried to take it another step in a different way, in my own way. Like, say when you go somewhere, like, say it's a Walmart pickup delivery, or today I was at Home Depot and I got mulch. And I was getting mulch for this, and I was talking to the guy. He was helping me load it up, and it was kind of raining. I was like, "Man, I bet you're glad to, whatever." And so, like before I left, shook his hand, and I was like, "Is there something I can pray for you about?" And his name was Marcus, really nice kid, and he was like, "Just pray for me to finish school and graduate college," because he said that's what I'm trying to finish school. I'm trying to graduate to get off this job working at Home Depot, just loading, in the home and garden section. And something we talk about a lot in our D group, and that I've always like to talk about is that our job also that is to plant that seed for people. You never know when you plant a seed in someone's mind, like me asking him to pray for him, you never know. Maybe he'll go to the BCM the next time somebody asks him to go, and that could lead him down, toward God. I don't know, but I just at least want to try, and then you might ask somebody, they might take offense to it and just say, I apologize, because that's all we can do is try, and that's all Jesus wants us to do is try. But to me, that's what to live as Christ in the application part, is that really rang true to me is when Chris has told us and done that, and I've tried, and this is where that part of that fear in living in Christ, because we're, like Kyle had said before about didn't you say something about fear in public speaking or something like that?
Yeah, I have on previous
Yeah.
podcasts.
And anyway, and then one of the pastors that I listened to about this this verse talked about, a lot of people fear public speaking, but like living as Christ, and then that application, the way he does, like we all have that fear, like of how people are going to react if we ask, what can I pray for you for? But it's like, it shouldn't matter. We should just have faith that, we're planting that seed, and we'll have faith that God will do with it what it should be done.
When Jesus would send out his disciples, and not just the 12, but he also had like I think it was like 70 others who would go out. He would send them out two by two, and he would tell them to like not take anything, but like not pack for it. And he said, when you come into a city, if they reject you, like walk over there, dust, kick the dust from your sandals, and walk out, and don't worry about it. And that's the attitude we have to have. And I hate to quote a rapper, but like Jay-Z back in the day was like, get that dirt off your shoulder, and like that's where people would do the little, flicking the dirt off. But like we have to have that mindset, because what is it? It doesn't matter. Like we have to get over our own egos and understand like that people's eternal like residence is in play. And we're not fighting a fight of flesh and blood. We're fighting a spiritual battle. And whether we engage or not, Derek's background, it's mirrored here, but it's Isaiah 6:8. It's here am I, send me. And we are fighting that fight. Whether you engage or not, you're in a spiritual battle. And just that is my application. Like, what is your faith? Like, where does our faith lie? And guys, like I'm beating up on myself. Like my toes are black and blue from me studying this. And where does my faith lie? Like, am I living with a kingdom mindset? Am I living like Jesus suggested the rich young ruler to live? Ooh, that's tough, right? But am I following Christ in the way that I should, and sharing boldly with boldness, because like I think back to the disciples after Jesus was killed, they were hiding. Like Jesus came to them in the upper room, and they were in fear. But when Jesus came, he emboldened them, and then they got the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and then they were, man, they were, you couldn't shut them up. Well, guess what, guys? It's the same Holy Spirit. Like, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And guess what? He gave us the Holy Spirit. We should be just as bold. And that's hard to, that's easier said than done.
It is, man.
Then the faith to understand, like, to die is gain. I think I had it written down somewhere in 2 Corinthians, like, to be absent in the body is to be present with God. And we understand that, we believe that, and that's the hope that we have in Christ. And if we don't have hope in Christ, then like to die is not gain. Death is for those who don't know Christ is final. But death has lost its sting. It's a catnap for us. We don't have to worry about it. And I'm yes, as a father, I have children to raise. I have things to do while I'm here on this earth. That is why I fear death in that Like, I fear not
Yeah.
getting things done. Death itself, no. Like, there's and being in medicine, there's far worse things than actual death for a believer.
Yep.
When I'm old and gray and decrepit, Derek, I swear, I'm telling you now, I better not have a resuscitation order on my chart.
All
Like,
right.
y'all better not be climbing on my chest and pushing on my chest when I'm old and putting a tube down my throat and trying to bring me back from glory where I'm trying to go. And guys, guess what? A lot of the world doesn't feel that way. How do I know? Because I encounter it in the real world. So we have to talk with others and share our faith that way that they can have that same mindset that like
Yeah.
and they can and that way they can have peace of mind as well.
Yep.
Because this verse was so simple. To live is Christ, to die is gain. But it also simplifies life so much in that it's like, hey, the word of God is saying, hey, stop chasing all this crap. Focus on me. Stop worrying about death and just be happy, have peace. And one of Phil Robertson's book is Happy, Happy, Happy. And his life was went from turmoil and he was destroying his life, destroying his family. He gets saved, and now he's happy, happy, happy. And that quote about peace of mind is where that came from. That is the hottest commodity. And we can't attain that outside of God. And that's my application. So.
And I don't tell y'all about that stories about us like praying, like that's not us tr me trying to pat us on the back. I'm just trying to, like, if Chris would have never told me about that idea, I would have never thought about and had the courage to ask somebody, just a random stranger that I've never met, at my only encounter with them, to say, hey, what can I pray for you about today? And like, if he would have never.
What you're doing is living a purposeful
Yeah.
life. You're approaching things in your day to day, and you're keeping a kingdom mindset. When I was in high school, when the first time I was ever on fire for God, I tried to approach every day with a kingdom mindset. Derek, we had a list of our friends when I was in the youth group of people who needed to get saved. And I'm not, this is what prayer can do. Every one of them got saved. But that was a group of kids who were on fire for God and who had a kingdom mindset, who were, like your friends talk about, planting seeds, being purposeful. I actually gave a hoot about random people that I saw and where they might spend eternity. And like, we should. If we could just ever stop, take our eyes off of like all the junk around us and just focus on God, like that stuff pops out. And we also have to, like Derek was saying, like he looks for those opportunities. Like there's nothing wrong. Like right now I'm wearing a bracelet and or a rubber band. I don't know what you call these things. It goes on my wrist. But it's just the arrow, like he came. He died on the cross. He arose from the grave. He ascended and he's coming back, right? The conversation piece. And actually, a guy asked me about it today and I got to talk to him about it. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with, like, some people are like, oh, I don't want to wear a WWJD bracelet because people, might think that I'm trying to be a holier. No, like, wear that stuff if it reminds you to talk to people about the gospel. And like Derek was saying, if you get in the habit of that, like if Derek does this now, like every time he goes out, guess what? Eventually, this is just going to become habit to him. He's going to be talking to hundreds and hundreds of people about the gospel by just making a simple change.
And I mean, it might not lead to a conversation about the gospel. It might just be him telling you what he needs prayer for. You can say a prayer for him, and then maybe for some reason, somewhere, somehow, his something like if me asking to pray for him, maybe he ends up passing a class he needs to, and he thinks, man, that guy prayed for me, and did God have something to do with me passing this class? And then maybe he goes to church. Maybe he goes. I don't know. I will probably never know. I'll probably never see that kid again. And I mean, it is what it is. It's not for me to decide. It's not for me. It's only that I took that I planted that seed. I did like I tried to do what I could. You know, I mean, yeah, I could have. We talked about this at some men's Bible study. It's like in today's world, like if you just blurt out the Roman road or the gospel on somebody today, you freak some people out, man. You know,
Fair.
sometimes like it's just the subtle approach and that common, just cool. Hey, what can I pray for you in today's society where like if you just blurt out something, you scare, you know, and it, I mean, you want to be direct, but like you want to be, I guess, successful, you know, and direct can scare people nowadays because there's so many opinions about religion. And I know that's not the way it was in Jesus' day where Peter's up there standing on, you know, I just got finished reading this part in Luke where Peter's standing in the temple telling all the people, y'all killed Jesus. You should be ashamed. You know, and like it's the truth, but it's like, you know, you get up there and do that to people today, and you know, they're like, it's not gonna work, you know.
The first thing that
And
people have to know, and this is so true with kids, but it's true for everyone, they have to know that you actually care.
yeah,
And that's why love is so important, and that's why God is love.
yeah,
And going
go back.
back to our last study, like you have they have like if you don't if, like if you don't if you just walk up to some random dude and be like, you if you don't get saved, you're going to hell, this is what you got to do. Like, why would they
Not gonna
listen?
go well.
Why would they listen to you? You've not invested anything in them, into them. You've not shown that you care about them.
And I'm not
So
saying, you know, that might work. Heck, that person could be in that vulnerable state where it's like they just listened to a message the other day and then you come up and say that. I mean, that could happen, yeah. But I mean, it might not, you know, it might not work either. So it's like, I don't know. I guess, you know, like, I don't know. To me, subtle and cautious sometimes. I don't know, Kyle.
we
I
should be
interrupted
known.
while
We
you were
should
saying
be
that.
known for our love for others. That's how we should be known first. And
And I also
when
believe.
we share the gospel, like, it has to come from the heart. It has to come from a place of caring.
And I also believe if you are doing it with love and trying to do it like with God's leader, like if you're trying to do it for God, I feel like however you do it is the way that He meant for you to deliver that message. Like whether you go and blurt out the Roman road and go through and tell somebody exactly, you know, what they, if that's the way you feel God is leading you to share that moment with that person, I don't think you go wrong, you know. But if
Let the
you,
Holy Spirit be your
that's,
guide.
yep, that's exactly right. And if you feel like just going and saying, hey, is there something I need? Is there something I can pray for you today? I want to say a prayer for you. What, you know, what can I pray for you about? And what, you know, what's your name? And what, if that's all that you feel, you know, then that's what was supposed to happen in that meeting. But anyway, I wanted to share that on here because Chris shared that with me. It's had a big impact for me, and Chris has shared so much. I hope to have him on this pod one day. I don't know if he'll ever, he's, you know, got a bazillion things going on in his life like the rest of us, but he's got so much knowledge and about the word, and I'll probably bring up more stuff about him on this pod in the future, but that's something he shared with me that has helped me in being brave and faith, having faith to fight the fear of sharing and talking to some random stranger about God and my faith and telling them that I'll pray for them. He shared it with me. I want to share it with y'all. Maybe it's something that you can use and having an opportunity to pray for somebody. I used to work with a guy that and we work in the medical field. He did MRI, and he would pray for every one of his patients when he would go in there and set them up. I haven't gotten that bold yet. I want to, and I'm working on it. But also, I don't have like you know. And you try to say you don't have time, but it's crazy. Like with our schedule, sometimes we don't like, but we need to make time. That's a whole other subject. But like he would pray for every one of his patients. He'd go every one of them, whether he would pray for them before they walk into that room, that God would give him an opportunity to share the gospel with them, or that, you know, whatever it was. I mean, and he was a prayer warrior that, and anyway, a great man. And that's something that I struggle with, that I try to figure out how can I incorporate God into my work, you know, because that's a
And
plat and that's a platform that we all have. We all, I mean, a majority of us have jobs. And if we can incorporate God into our work, and if, you know, share that gospel somehow, some way, you know, I mean, you can affect a lot of lives like that. But, you know,
the
anyway.
way that God the way that God works in this, guys, and this is my own testimony, but I began to look for ways to like share and teach the word. And I asked God, I was like, God, I feel like you've put this call in my life to share and to teach. And please give me the opportunity to exercise these gifts and this talent. And when I say talent, I'm referring to the parable of the talents, not like I have some talent for this, but please just give me an opportunity to work these things out for you. And within like almost immediately, I was leading a Bible study at work, and then I was asked to do this podcast. And I never like went up and like sought out those opportunities. I
Yeah.
just took it to God. And God was like, okay,
Damn.
you're finally willing, and it's about time. So here you go. And dropped it right in my lap. So if you want to share your faith, just ask God to prepare your heart, that He would make you a vessel, and then to prepare others' hearts, and then just for opportunity. And if you really pray that and ask for that, and your heart's in the right place, and you want to share out of a place of love and to honor God, like He needs workers.
Yep.
The harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And He just needs you to get on board, and that's what this verse is all about. So, it's probably time for us to close in prayer.
Yep.
Like, talked about how short this podcast is going to be, and of course not. But I mean, that's how the word is, though, guys. Like, this week was one verse, but in one verse, we have the meaning of life,
Yep.
basically, what we just hit. So, anyway.
But yep. So I'm right there with you, Kyle. And every time we get on here, we start expounding on things, and then the next thing you know, we're like 40 minutes in, you know. But yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it's time to close this one. But there's so much on this, and you know, as you can tell, there's so much about this that Kyle and I are pretty passionate about. And it's just kind of crazy how this podcast fell in our lap. You know, and when they asked me, him and Clay came to me and asked me about doing it too. It was just same thing, you know, which I hadn't really been praying for another outlet because I'm like running out of time as it is. As you can see, I made two of four podcasts, and it's just been crazy things. But I've been one of my big things that I've been trying to focus on is not saying no to God. Like I felt like this is God saying, here's another platform that you use and that you can use to spread my name and reach out to people to help stay in the word or help encourage or maybe bring them to Jesus. I don't know whatever this podcast does and goes and you know I hope it does because that's what I'm doing it
Here,
for.
here, here's another. Here, guys, here's another way that God works. Like, me and Derek have been friends since preschool. Our lives have kind of paralleled each other in a lot of ways, not
Yeah.
exactly, but going back like almost 2 years ago,
Yeah.
Like Derek's talking about saying yes more. That was my exact prayer. That was my exact. That's what got my goofy tail singing in the choir, because people asked me and I said, "Okay, God, I'm not going to say no." And guess who received a blessing from that? I guarantee it's not the crowd. I did. I received the blessing because, like, I'm up there. It's just more opportunities to worship. The verse that's if on the video version of this is, "Here am I, send me." That was my prayer. Well, guess what? I told Derek, I was like, "Yeah, you know what? I'll do this retreat because I'm saying yes to God." And what was the verse of the retreat? "Here am I, send me." That's what Derek's got in the background. But and you know, like God putting this in Derek's lap, and his thing was like, "I'm gonna start saying yes." Like God set that up.
It's not
Derek
chance.
and I, Derek and I live 45 minutes away from each other. Like, we're friends and we talk on the phone a good bit and text, but like God had no reason to like parallel this part in our lives where he like got a hold of both of us. But he did, because that's how God works. And it's just hard to deny his power. And if you like if you just don't know, like, man, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get started. I'm scared of this and that. What if people think different of me, or what if they think I'm strange? Like, man, forget all that, dude, because God
That's
works
that
it out.
fear. That's that fear. Say yes and have faith. Have faith to fight that fear.
Faith over fear. And so anyways, let's go ahead and close. So
Hey.
I could read the prayer, but I'm just gonna pray.
And hey, I want to y'all pray for Dorkay Meredith. Like, she's still going through this crazy cancer, and I know I'm trying to bring her up on all the podcasts and everything I can. But
Yeah, that's great.
she's coming up. She's at day like 80 something of her bone marrow transplant. She needs to make it to 100 to pass a bunch of goals. But like she's doing okay, but it's crazy. Like she's been in at St. Jude's in Memphis with her mom for like, I mean, a long time, well over 100 days at this point. And I mean, just be with her and the Meredith family. And Kyle's heard a little bit about that testimony at that Better Man conference. If you didn't get a chance to make it, it was awesome. And just a lot of good words shared. But y'all be in prayer for Norke. And then I just always like throwing that out there any chance I get. So
Yeah,
but go
and
ahead.
another person close to Derek and I is Tanya Norrod. She's been dealing with cancer as well. She's done really well. Her treatments have gone well. She was able to have surgery that went well. And Derek and I grew up at Miss Tanya's house.
All the time.
So pray for Miss Tanya and the Norrod family. And there's so many more. Like, everybody's going through something. But if there's something like you need prayer for specifically, like, please just hit us
For the
up. And if you want us to like mention it so more
yeah.
people pray, like, we have no problem doing that.
Nope.
So please hit us up, and we'll try to pray for you, and we'll do it on the pod if you
Yeah.
would want us to. So,
All
all
right.
right. So here we go. Father God, I just thank you for this day, God, and the opportunity to gather and to study your word. And I just thank you, Lord, for just the truth and the universal truths and the message that just cuts straight to our souls, God. How you can just take just a few words and show us so much just floors me every time that I get in your word, God. And I thank you for it. I'm so blessed to serve a God who's given me just this amazing document that is alive and that is true and that I can apply to my life, and that just makes such a difference. It just changes everything, God. And I thank you for that. I thank you for the word, God, and I pray for a passion for your word that would spread throughout everyone, God. People that listen to this podcast, people in our church, people in our homes and our family, our friends, God. I pray that more people will become more passionate about your word. Lord, we just lift up Nora Kay and the Meredith family to you, God. I just thank you for what you've done He's done so much for her, God, and you're healing her, and you're the author and finisher of our faith as well as Meredith's faith, and you're gonna work that out, God, and we give you all the glory and praise for that, God, and it has been nothing but you, and I praise you that the family is out there doing your work while you're healing her, God, and I thank you for that mission field for them, and I pray that you would be lifted up, God, and you would be glorified, and that more people would come to know you as a result of this, God. And I thank you for that, God. I pray for Miss Tanya and Mr. Kevin and all the that they have been through, Lord, with this, God, and they're remaining faithful, and the smile that I always get to see on Mr. Kevin's face when I talk to him about Miss Tanya. And the faith that they have, and the pillar that they've been in our small community, and what they've done in our lives, God, I just thank you for them. I thank you for the blessings that you've provided through them, Lord. And I thank you for her healing, God. And we know you're going to do a mighty work in her. I continue to pray for her family. I pray for Jacob and Josh and Jillian and the boys, and that you would bless them, and that you would just use this to be glorified, God. Lord, I pray that we would approach our lives with a Christ-centered, focused mindset, that we would not fear death, Lord, because you have victory over the grave and over sin, and you have overcome the world, Lord. And our treasure is not to be stored up here, where it will surely pass away, but to be stored up in heaven, God. And Lord, I don't care if I've got a box in heaven, God. If I live out of a cardboard or a gold box, I don't care. I don't care how big my mansion is in heaven, Lord. But I just pray that we would take more people with us, God, and that you would be glorified in the process. So we thank you so much, and we thank you for all that you're going to do. I pray that you would continue to bless this ministry, and just help us to reach others for you. May you be glorified, God. We don't want anything. We don't want any credit. We don't want any
Amen.
pump to our ego, Lord. We just want you to be lifted up. So, in Jesus' name, I ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. That's for sure, because that's what this is for, man. Well, if you like what you hear, please like us, subscribe, follow us, comment, send us your prayer requests. Like Kyle said, we'd love to pray for you. We'd love to pray for them on this podcast if that's what you want. Like, make sure to say that, because obviously we don't want to say anybody's name or pray for anybody that doesn't want to be publicly, known. Because I mean, we respect privacy too. These people that we mentioned have been open about people praying for them and their situations. So, it is not something that we do not, we take that very seriously. If you don't want to be named openly and prayed for, that's fine, but we will pray for you in private if you need prayer. So please send us those things, the comments. We appreciate everybody that listens, and like Kyle said, this is all for the glory to God, not for us, not for fame. This is just another platform that we're trying to use to spread the gospel, and also to learn more about God, and hopefully help somebody else stay in the word, like we have doing this pod together. We appreciate everybody listening. And anything else, Kyle?
No, I'm good. Next week, I don't know why I always have to look at my phone, I guess because I've done so many of them now, but next week we'll pick up again, and I don't think I got very far. Let's see. Philippians 1, 27. So I did skip six verses, but it's only I'll go ahead and read the verse.
Yep, go ahead.
Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Okay, that's one verse, but it is a long verse.
Yep.
So there's a
Be a lot.
lot, there's a lot to chew on in that one. And man, we'll chew on it, and we'll try not
There you
to
go.
make it go too long.
Philippians 1:27 next week, guys. Y'all have a good week. God bless, and we'll see y'all next week.
Later.